Would you like to cut the ribbon of your new beautiful home?
Yes, I would.
When Dolphus Johnson cut the ribbon, he was officially opening his new residence, part of a duplex with each unit measuring only about 300 square feet total. In his unit, the twin bed is just a step from the dresser, which sidles up to the chair, which is about 2 paces to the small table and kitchen in a roughly 5-foot-wide alcove. A nonprofit, Tiny Homes for Good, will be the landlord. Andrew Linetta came up with the idea as a way to help the homeless.
But I just can't help but think if I was living in the shelter or if I was living, you know, on the streets, it would be so, so hard to maintain appointments, keep up with employment, make sure my stuff's safe. I think this is the most important thing, having a stable foundation, a safe place that you have a ready address. All that stuff is super important, and then you can address some of those underlying issues.
Residents are offered other services through a case manager, such as mental health care, job training, substance abuse issues, and other factors. Mayor Stephanie Miner sees it as an example of Syracuse's creative response to the homeless.
Now, you saw us very publicly say we weren't going to arrest homeless people. You saw us work with our faith community to build relationships with homeless people to help get them off the streets and keep them safe. And this is another of these multifaceted efforts to say, you're members of our community. We want to keep you safe. We want to help you have a good quality of life. And what you saw here is a committed group of private citizens get together and say, we're not going to ask the government to do it all. We're not going to blame the government for all this. We're going to do it ourselves.
This project was for 2 homeless veterans, and more tiny houses are planned. Another 3 just broke ground and should be finished this fall. Chris Bolt, WAER News.